Now, when you're not wearing the lab coat, going around tapping your teeth with a pen here, Paul, you know, thinking about deep subjects and winning Nobel Prize. When you win a Nobel Prize, we might as well go to the shallow end of the stick here. That's what we do. is there physically a prize, like an Oscar, a statuette, or is it an endowment, a check?
It's a big medal. Big gold medal.
With a ribbon?
There is a ribbon, although it's so heavy that the ribbon isn't really strong enough.
That means you've tried it.
You have been wearing it around the house while you're doing your
only secretly at home in front of the bathroom mirror. I do have
just the middle then.
I do have a chocolate version though, which I wear in public.
I'd swank around for a Nobel Prize. That's as good as it gets. That's as good as it gets, because let's face it, he invented gunpowder. Or the Chinese didn't, he adapted it. But so what Gazza once, I was talking to Paul Gascoigne, you know, the caps you get for England. I said, are they really caps? He said, yeah. And they're embroidered with the game you played, little silk caps. You'd know this, Mark. And it'll say the game it was. So it'll have England v Romania, you know. But each individually, they're like skull caps with little beanies. And I said, do you ever wear yours? He said, I've worn six at once and walked around the house. Wearing six England caps. And you wear your Nobel Prize. When do they notify you? Is it a bolt from the blue, or you secretly put a few quid on your
head? No. Bolt from the blue. Got it. A message on my mobile.
Saying... By the way, pick up a dry. Wife says pick up dry cleaning on my home. Nobel says pick up his prize.
Garbled message from Sweden. Couldn't really understand it. Listened to it four times. Gradually dawned on me. What? Nobel Prize.
Do you think people were winding you up?
Do you know, I'm a very naive person. I didn't think they were.
No, well, you wouldn't.
5 minutes later I did, but not at the time.
I mean, it's not a joke, but it's high academia here. The people don't ring a show. I mean, I suppose it could be a highbrow joke, but if somebody left off the message on your mate's phone saying you've won a Nobel Prize, it wouldn't be... Leave on his phone, he's going to believe it.
Well, my friend...
No one's going to nominate us for a Nobel Prize.
My friend, Tim Hunt, who also got it with me, he works in the same place, the Cancer Research UK, he was by no means certain... But it wasn't a spoof. And he phoned me up and he said, I don't believe this, Paul. He said, I need to see it written down before I believe this.
Where do you go to? Who do you ring? They're not in the book, are they?
Well, you look on the internet. Yeah. And then it flashed up, an electronic
That's
ink.
Extraordinary.
And then he believed it.
And apart from, the endorsing your work and the kudos involved, what does a Nobel Prize bring?
Lots of invitations to visit the world.
Oh, that's pretty good, isn't it? That's pretty good, yeah.
It's really... In fact, it becomes almost overwhelming, because every day you get two or three more invitations to go somewhere.
Right, now here's the question that's really going to make you roll your eyes and think, oh, why do I do this? Why do I could be in bed, I could be, you know, searching for that... You look like Robin Williams, don't you?
I do.
He looks like Robin Williams.
No, I've got a story about Robin Williams. apart from being asked for his autograph several times.
He looks just like Robin Williams.
Not Robbie.
Robin.
Robin.
Not Robin.
No, but you said Robbie. No.
It is only 7
Exactly.
Sorry.
People have taken you for Mork.
Now, this is a good story. I'm on the scientific board of a cancer research hospital in New York, and they raise money. And I know the various people on the board, and I go over once a year. Anyway, a friend of mine went into a fundraising do for that hospital in New York and saw me sitting in the corner and went over to me and said, hello, Paul, what are you doing here? To which I said, my name's not Paul, it's Robin.
It was
Robin Williams.
You do look extraordinarily like him. That's a good except you've not got that gene that makes him, you know, needs him to shave his back twice a day. He's a tremendously hairy man, but you've got the face.
Is there something you know about? Are you sure?
No, I've been on a plane with Robin Williams, and he's like my mate Bill Grez. This means nothing to anything, but Bill Gresley has that thing where they can't go up their top button because the tufts are leaping up their neck, and it is. It should all come off in one great Velcro swoop. But yes, you do a lot of Robin Williams. I don't know where that leaves us. And of course, not only that, but you have eccentric hobbies too. If I might be so bold, you have a pilot's license. Is it for the Microlite or one of these?
Yeah, I'm a glider pilot and a pilot. Yeah, no, I fly. That's right.
But when you say you fly, where? How? What do you do? I've just actually got up and flew now. So you fly where?
I share a glider and I go and fly around the hills in Oxfordshire.
Now, do you have to have a license for that?
You do.
Any old hobbledehoy could glide.
Well, it's not so difficult, so you're sort of half right. But you need a license.
Yeah. And wildly dangerous?
No.
Oh, no. I think so. I think Glenn Miller might have something to say
about
that.
Not as dangerous as my motorbike, anyway.
You do that too?
I do that as well.
What's the proportion of your life you spent in hazardous pursuits as opposed to winning Nobel Prizes? Do you get much time for all of that?
Well, I come on the radio here. That's pretty hazardous.
Yeah, but exactly. But that's called a waste of time.